Arrived, The New Woman's Party, by Donald Wilhelm. From The Green Book Magazine, Volume 23, 1920. The story of a militant Quakeress and the other interesting women who are winning their fight.
Why has thee been arrested, Alice?
Why has thee been sent to jail for 7 months? The answer is, of course, the National Woman's Party. But how and what the militant Quakeress, the modern Susan B. Anthony, answered the little Quaker mother in Moorestown, New Jersey, we do not know. We know only that she wrote in friendly spirit, with its thee and thou and thine, and we may conjecture that, in friendly phrase, she wrote what she had wired a Southern state chairman of her party, who was very, very, very discouraged. We can, we shall, make them see it, because it is so right. And she, this girl body of a woman, did gloriously, what with jail sentences for herself and nearly 300 other really valorous women, make them see it. The whole gusty crew of them, including, perhaps, you and me, see it, the light and justice in the ascendancy of women, from the political plight of vegetables to the majesty of citizenship and the vote. To do that, Alice Paul established the first women's party in all history, a party unique, quite, in that it had and has a platform that it stands on, sleeps on, argues on, prays on, fights on. A platform with only one plank, a straight and narrow one, the enfranchisement of women by federal action. It put up no candidates. On that one straight and narrow plank, there was no room. Indeed, that plank was so imperiously rigorous that, for want of room, many a man walked it to political oblivion. But it was a wieldy and right merrily manipulated plank withal, considering that slivers from it blinded many a bad man's eye, considering that it was employed even, though the figure hurts a little, to chastise the president. But first, lest we quite misjudge the physical prowess of this militant Quakeress, she who was jostled and jerked and jailed, starved and generally bedeviled by the blue-coated minions of old John Prejudice, the arbiter of creation, let it be said that she had no love for 6 years of prejudice and his processes, albeit she is a doctor of philosophy, a PhD, if you will. She hated such war, especially at the White House gates, but she was not a whit too proud to fight for the same grand old cause we were fighting for in Europe, certain inalienable rights, etc., etc. She, her shock troops, and wanting such masterly strategy as we shall explain further on, defeated the president and two great political parties, not because they wanted to, but necessarily because, as she told me, political parties give just what they have to give, act, and they act, pause, they relax. To show you, the president finally said he was for suffrage. Then he relaxed. We said that wasn't enough. Then he went to Congress and addressed the Senate. We told him that wasn't enough. He began to write to voters to send back men in favor of suffrage. But that wasn't enough, for we knew he could, if he would, do vastly more. He began to cable them from abroad, so we met him at the pier in Boston. But that was by no means all of the strategy employed, as we shall see, in the rule laid down by the militant Quakeress that no party should enjoy peace, lest it call all women sister. So let us put our binoculars on her, and if we quite properly can get her into focus, look at her and her motives over, across, and through. Behold, then, no haggard fury with disheveled hair. To the contrary, a rather small feminine figure in her young 30s, a girl woman of an adaptive, physically fine-drawn type, who is quiet, modest, reticent, whom we find sitting in a large room all white and purple and gold, the tints of the tricolor, resting easily and interestingly in a large purple chair, a trim and alert girlish figure in white, with a purple scarf mantling her slight shoulders. She is, clearly, of mental and spiritual rather than of physical strength. And if you are a wise old owl, you see a lot to interest you in her rather triangular face, in the wide, smooth, frank, and fearless brow. The sense
Sample complete. Ready to continue?